And welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia. Are you twisting in your living room right now? Well, Twisting the Night Away was released on January 9th, 1962, then later appeared on several movie soundtracks, including the 1978 classic Animal House with John Belushi. That tune gets you going, doesn't it, Mark?
Yeah, twisting is very difficult. I throw out a hip.
That's when you go, oh, can't do that anymore.
I think I pulled something.
I better start using my Fitbit more so I can twist.
Oh, there you go. It's that time of year. Yeah. Well, speaking of the time of year, what do you think about our nation's economy? Well, according to AP correspondent Ed Donahue, a new AP GFK poll finds there's not a lot of confidence in Washington when it comes to boosting the economy. And overall, emotions are mixed.
About a third of those asked say they expect their household's financial situation to improve over the next 12 months. But still, 48% see stagnation ahead for themselves, and 42% see sluggishness for the broader economy. 3 in 10 say they don't trust either party to handle the economy.
Sounds like there's varied opinions, Mark. What are your thoughts?
Well, what I get from that is basically we can't control our nation's economy. We have no say in it, really. So what we can do is control our own economy.
That's right.
And basically, you need to have a sound strategy. You need to decide on, hey, how much risk or how much safe am I going to have in my portfolio? What's my risk tolerance? What's my risk aversion? What about what-if scenarios? Can I do some what-if scenarios to test my portfolio? Well, that's what we do with our retirement strategy stress test. That's why you should make a retirement strategy session appointment. We can help you look at all those things, all those what-ifs, and we stress test your portfolio. What if this happens, then what? What if this doesn't happen, then what? That's the way I like to look at it. We can't control really what the government's going to do, so let's control what we do and how we're going to deal with a big downturn or things like that.
And it's such a great feeling, Mark, when once you get this done, it's one of those things people avoid talking about with their spouse. But once you sit down and start talking about your retirement and you get a plan in place, then you can start fantasizing about the fun and productive things that you want to accomplish in your retirement years. And it starts with a phone call, 1-800-7-MARK-72, 1-800-762-7572. Have you made your New Year's resolution yet? Well, according to Fidelity, the number of people who will make financial resolutions is down this year by 28%. If you've tried and failed in the past, Fidelity suggests you make it simple and boil it down to just three. Let's go through these, Mark. What do you think?
Well, number one is save at least 15% this year. Everyone has their own personal situation. You can try to save 15. If you can, try to save more. Try to save 25 or 50. Can you do that? If not, if you can only do 2%, save 2%. Number two is do a rigorous portfolio review. Most people that have already have a financial advisor may think, hey, I already got it all handled. Well, guess what? You should have that rigorous portfolio review just to check it out and make sure. Number three says give yourself a retirement checkup. It's kind of the same thing. What is that retirement checkup? Well, if you go back to your current guy and you do a retirement checkup, he's going to say, oh, everything's okay. Or maybe he'll tweak it a little bit. That's why it's good to get that second opinion. Set an appointment for a retirement strategy session with us, and we will stress test your current plan to see how it will work out in the future.
And it's really fun, and it's a fabulous feeling to get this done. And when you sit down with someone to do a rigorous portfolio review, what's involved? It's pretty basic, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't say it's basic. I would say, you know, you come in just like when you go to a doctor, we're going to collect some data. We're going to ask you lots of questions. Basically, you're going to bring your documents. You're going to show us your tax returns and your portfolio statements, any policies you may have. And we're going to look this all over. We're going to ask you questions. We're going to figure out what your risk tolerance are. Are you risk averse? How much do you want at risk versus how much do you want safe? And we just keep building from there. We build that floor and we just keep on tweaking until we get that unique portfolio set up just for you based on what you want.
Well, Mark, on the show, you've discussed how many of your clients want to incorporate passing down money as a piece of their retirement strategy. I just saw a 2014 report from Boston College that estimates baby boomers will leave $59 trillion, that's trillion with a T, yes, to their children over the next 50-plus years. Mark, what should folks be aware of when it comes down to passing down a large nest egg? That's kind of, it's good-hearted, but it's scary.
Well, passing down money versus using all your money while you're still alive, that's a big question. That's one of the questions we ask people. Is it your intention to pass this money to heirs, or is it to, your intention to use this money for your own lifestyle? And sometimes it's a combination of both. We want a nice lifestyle, but we also want to leave stuff to our heirs. Well, if we know you're going to leave money to your heirs and you have a significant portfolio, then that helps us determine what assets you use first when you're spending your money for retirement. Because there are certain things that might earn a step up in basis when you die. And those are things maybe that if you know you're going to leave to the kids, don't use those. They're going to get a step up in basis and value. You can also have a strategy where you put money into a Roth IRA, because when it passes to the kids, they can take it out. They can take the minimum distributions they're required to take and no more. And all the money that's left in the Roth will grow tax deferred. You'll get it out tax free. And they may be able to stretch that out over their whole life. So you might have a strategy to get more money into those Roth situations, and also life insurance. If you know you want to leave a legacy to the kids, you may be able to take an income stream that you have to take, say an RMD, and use that to pay a premium on a life insurance policy. When you die, your spouse or your kids, if you're leaving the legacy, will get a tax-free death benefit from the income. So they're going to actually get more than they would have got if you would have left them the qualified plan, and they would have had to pay taxes on it. And with the life insurance, it would be tax-free. And then some people have a charitable intent. Sometimes you can use crats and cruts, and there's lots of different strategies to give money to a charity to avoid tax on things that are highly appreciated. You can give that to the charity, and there'd be no tax on that. Maybe you have a wealth replacement trust set up with that where they fund life insurance, and then the heirs get the death benefit tax-free, and the charity also gets money. So there's lots of things you can do, and there's lots of different strategies. And if you don't plan on leaving money to your kids with a legacy, then maybe the step-up basis won't be as important. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just have to – that's why you sit down and talk to a professional to look at all these things and all these questions and figure out a plan for your unique situation.
And I like what you do at the True Wealth Group. You do what's called a life insurance x-ray.
Absolutely.
I love that. Explain how that works.
Believe it or not, a lot of people come in and they have no life insurance at all.
Ugh, yikes.
And life insurance is really important. You have to realize when one spouse dies, maybe that pension doesn't follow on to the other spouse. You know you're going to lose one of the two Social Securities. So life insurance might be a way to, especially for people that have like $200,000 to $700,000, they might not have enough to not outlive their money. Mm. So with the life insurance, that might actually help or assist, because you no longer have that pension or Social Security. The life insurance will help replace that income.
And you've talked about, most people know about the death benefits with life insurance, but there's, as you mentioned, lots of living benefits too.
That's right. There's definitely lots of living benefits. You don't just buy life insurance for the death benefit. That's just one thing. A lot of people, when you see the TV ads, they're talking about buying the biggest death benefit with the lowest premium. What they're really talking about is term insurance, where, you know, a 40-year-old guy for $29 a month can get $500,000 in death benefit. Well, that's good for a younger person if they're worried about building up, you know, their own little nest egg. And if something happens, you know, how's my wife and kids going to survive? That's a great concept. Mm. But you can also plan for the longer term future when you're getting to retirement, things like that. And you can overfund a policy as long as you don't go over a certain line, which it's called the modified endowment contract line. There's TEFRA and DEFRA that came out in the 80s. Those are two acts of Congress. There's a 7-pay test. There's all these little things. But if you follow all the rules, then you can get that money out tax-free. You can use that money. You don't want to spend all the money in a policy because you don't want the policy to lapse.
Right.
But you can have a plan where you can get all that money out tax-free. If you ever need to borrow money to buy a car, you can borrow against the policy and pay back the policy instead of borrowing from a bank. So you can actually use the insurance kind of like your own little bank. That's a whole nother topic we can get into later.
Oh, we look forward to it. Well, family emergencies, job loss, and health problems are just a few of the unexpected expenses that may tempt us to dip into our 401ks. But is this a wise move? A Wall Street Journal article has five questions to ask before you withdraw from your 401k. Mark, what are your thoughts about the list?
Well, here's the list. Number one, what's the tax hit on the 401k loan compared with a withdrawal? Number two, if I choose a withdrawal, can I avoid some of the tax penalties? Number three, am I feeling solid in my job? Number four, will I mine my account in a slow lane for 6 months or more? And number five, do I have an IRA alternative? Well, when you're coming to someone like me, I also think age is important. How old are you? Are you 59 and a half yet? Because if you are not 59 and a half, you want to take out money early, there could be a 10% penalty. Oh. How close are you to retirement? Well, if you're 30 years from retirement, or you're 10 years from retirement, those are two different situations. So I need to know how close you are to retirement. And what other things have you saved? You remember, we have human capital, the money we work for, social capital, like our pensions and our Social Security and annuity streams. And then we have financial capital. That's the money you put away that you didn't spend for retirement. So if you have a lot of financial capital, well, that might be a whole different decision. Can I take money from somewhere else other than the 401k? Or is it best to take it out of the 401k? What's my age? So there's no penalty. So a lot more goes into it than just their 5 points.
Have you met with people that had their 401k and they thought, okay, been there, done that, bought the T-shirt and just kind of forgot about it? And then once they met with you, they realized, you know, there's so many more options that they could be using that 401k for. How have you helped someone there?
All the time. What happens as part of that Social Security decision, most people will take the Social Security early, and most people don't touch their 401k till April 1st of the year after the year they turn 70 and a half. So a lot of times it's better to take the 401k money early and delay the Social Security. So that's just one strategy. We talked about it many times. But the thing is, when you're looking at your overall retirement strategy and where you're going to take the money from one investment, you're going to take it from the tax deferred, the taxable account, the Roth account, the tax exempt account. There's plenty that can be done in all those situations. You want to take it from the best place that's going to save you money and increase your income.
So easy. And, you know, Mark would love to sit down with you and answer your questions. Could your financial plan maybe use a second opinion like Mark was talking about? Well, Mark Lumia would love to meet with you to take a look at it. To receive your complimentary retirement strategy stress test, call 1-800-7-MARK-72. Jot this down, 1-800-762-7572. And let us know what you think about the website, retirementmark.com. You can post on Mark's blogs, ask questions, give feedback, and of course, download your free copy of Thinking Outside the Money Box by Mark. It only takes a few seconds. Well, stay with us. The Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia continues right after this.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who could protect your assets while increasing your retirement income and reducing taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.